You do not have time to wait. You don't have time to wait. You don't have time to wait. Let me say it one more time. Every single year that goes by, for my birthday, I like to look at where I am in life and be real. My birthdays, I'm not one. I honestly don't like parties. I don't like a lot of people. I don't want to be around a lot of people. I am becoming more and more the guy that I'd rather be lonely than around people that don't love me. Like, or that I'm not comfortable with. Or I gotta perform. You know, like and you know, let me first introduce the podcast. Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble host, Kyle Allen. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Let's get right back into it. And again, you know, I've during COVID, the year of from April 15th to this present day, I'm, you know, a lot of things have changed in my life. A lot of things have changed around my life. And some were necessary changes. Others were personal, you know, not necessary, but just something I personally felt I needed to do. And to get to addition, you have to subtract. But the side of that is, when subtraction is hard, right? Yeah, you got rid of what you needed to get rid of, but that's hard. Like it's a lot lonelier. It's a lot. Sometimes what happens when you see things differently from subtracting things in your life that are good, bad, or indifferent? Like, we all want clearer. We all want to see things clearer. We all want to be more understanding of others. We all want to be better. But what happens when you actually achieve those things? Like, I think one of the hardest things for humans is, when is the friendship over? When is the relationship over? You know, when is my, and I'm not just speaking about relationship with people. I'm talking about, when is the relationship with cigarettes over? When, like, yes, someone that's struggling with cigarettes, smoking cigs, smoking vaping, whatever, they might get healthy and stop that practice. But there is a negative to that. And only, I'm talking for people that know how you've struggled with something. You'll understand what I mean. No, you might not drink as much. You might not drink at all. You might completely stop the quote unquote bad habit. But no one ever wants to discuss, there is negatives to that as well. And again, I just think sometimes we always want to be better. We want to be able to see things clear. We want to be able to judge things better. But all I ask is, what happens when the dust settles? What happens when the dust settles? That's going to be the title of this podcast. When the dust settles. Okay. You ask God. You ask your crystals. You ask whoever you worship, whoever you believe in. Or you don't believe in anything, which I believe that. But I used to argue this with a great philosophic mind. My brother Zinner. If you're listening, my brother Zinner, you know I'm talking to you. He's a brilliant man, and he doesn't believe in God. And it's not something, I'm only saying that because it's not something that he hides or like that he's ashamed of or anything. Or it's not something that, quite frankly, changes anything for me. Any conversation I've ever had with him has been enlightening. I literally used to, when people like me that don't like being, I guess, in parties or around a lot of people, you gravitate to other people that maybe, not that they don't want to be there, or I don't want to be there, but just hey man, let's get in the corner and let's talk about basketball, right? Or let's talk about sports, or let's talk about whatever. And we would argue, and I used to constantly tell him, in my opinion, even if you don't believe in God, that's a belief system. It takes a lot of belief to not believe in God. Like, that's, you almost form a religion, and you kept telling me you can't form a, like, I get what he was saying. Like, no, that's not a belief system, but I'm just, that's just an off note. And that just, I want to ask yourself that. I'm asking you guys, is being agnostic or atheist a belief system? You don't believe in God. Is that a belief system, or is that just something that maybe I'm, I'm overthinking. Anyway, I think that's my question. My question is just, what happens when the dust settles? You got what you wanted. You got the understanding. You got the respect that you wanted. But what comes with that? The road is sometimes lonely. And you can't always... A lot of bad relationships, sexually or just when you get with people, a lot of times it's because of loneliness. Like, Diddy has a, there's a song, and he's like, you don't want to walk into loneliness. Like, you don't want to go where it's cold and where it's dark. And I feel like in my life, in this may sound like I'm saying something's wrong, but I'm not. I'm finding myself, like, I feel like I'm alone. Not like, and again, I know, like, I don't think like I'm lonely. I just feel like to get where I'm trying to go, it just feels lonely. Like, it's just like to reach your destiny. Like when Kanye West says, when he locked himself in the basement for 3 summers, like, and then you get all this music, but it's like the loneliness, the grind is ugly. The grind is lonely. Because even if you're doing it with someone else, there's just some parts of the grind that you gotta be alone to tap into. So the grind ain't just ugly, it's lonely. The grind is ugly, man. Like, this grind is ugly, man. It ain't pretty. Everybody wants greatness, man. But it comes with a price. And that price sometimes is heavy. You look at these preachers that are anointed, that can, or these speakers, public speakers that can reach them. Can you imagine how lonely it is, though? Man. Shout out the lonely. Shout out those that feel alone. Because I know what that is. And I guess my aloneness maybe isn't the typical, I guess, but it's not the typical. It's just, you can feel it near, but to get there, sometimes it's just not easy, man. I think when the dust settles, when you get and you're asking for what you're asking for, it's like you lose all this weight, but now you got to buy all these new clothes. There is negatives. And yes, they're good negatives, but a negative is a negative. I'm a bigger guy, man, so anything I buy, they upcharge. All my big and tall people, y'all know, man. I've been shopping in big and tall forever, and it's annoying. The clothes are either way too... Like, I remember when Burlington was popping, and everybody didn't just have the same clothes, but Burlington was popping, and they would have either 5X... It's like, dude. Or it'd be 5X and... wide, like, not normal wide, like, let me not say not normal, everyone's normal, but like, it's like, fam, I mean, only like a couple of people, you know. Anyway, I'm not gonna get into the weeds there, but that's a really touchy subject, and I just, when it comes to weight loss and health, I just want everyone out there to embrace what it is you are, and then be honest where it is you are, and then change it or don't. But be honest with where you are. If you want to be where you are, say, hey, I'm cool with this. But don't, we can't create things, and then if people don't abide by them, get angry at it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fat shaming, I mean, I think that's a creation. I don't think that I've ever heard that word until recently. And I think that sometimes that person that called you fat, is it rude? Yeah. Is it true? Maybe. What is your response? Why don't you just say, hey, man, you're ugly too. And keep it. Like, sometimes you just need to insult. Again, this is my opinion. Sometimes, hey, man, hey, your shoes are dirty. Oh, well, you're fat. Well, at least I have straight teeth. Well, your mom's poor. Well, at least I don't have termites. Like, sometimes you just got to go back and forth and keep it pushing. You don't got to get offended. Say something back. Say, it's okay. Hey, they called you fat. You are fat. Now what? You know what I mean? Like, now what? Like, man, my teeth were crooked. I got on a podcast publicly and said, I don't want crooked teeth. I'm not one of these guys. I'm not embracing my teeth that are crooked. I'm going to get my teeth fixed because I can. And why would I just walk around here with crooked teeth if I can change it? And if you don't mind having crooked teeth, more power to you. That's not my, hey, I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying, like, just be honest with who you and what you are. That's all I'm saying. And guys, whatever you're praying for, whatever it is you think you want, you can attain it. You can achieve it. You can accomplish it. But there will be, for every action, there is a reaction. Be prepared for that reaction. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I am your humble host, Kyle Allen.